Hey folks, Buck Risby here. You're in for a treat. I happen to catch Dave Asprey, founder of BulletproofExec.com and Bulletproof Nutrition, while he was on a book tour in New York City recently for his new book called The Bulletproof Diet. And Dave has taken a very interesting approach to building his online nutrition company. And it's leveraging content. He publishes podcasts. He publishes, has blogs, very successful blog, and literally thousands and thousands of subscribers. He now has published his new book, which is now available in bookstores everywhere, including Amazon.com, The Bulletproof Diet. And he is very passionate about optimizing the human body, optimizing your brain, optimizing your body, and getting maximum performance from your body, and doing it in a way that doesn't burn you out. And I think you'll really enjoy how he is very knowledgeable about his topics. He's very passionate about his products and the message that he's putting out there. And as I said, he's leveraging content, a lot of content, and the ability of us to publish content now is unprecedented. When you talk about how you can publish podcasts for free, you can publish blogs for free, and it's very inexpensive now to publish your book using things such as CreateSpace on Amazon.com. I remember back when my dad first published his first book, him typing away on his typewriter and then getting the manuscript and then getting the manuscript edited and then trying to find a publisher and all the stuff that goes along with that. Now you could literally spend, you know, a long weekend throwing together a book if you wanted to, getting it up in a CreateSpace and literally getting it out there virtually overnight. So very, very powerful world that we live in. But if you have something to say and you can put it out there and do it consistently, you can build an audience and you can build a loyal customer base. And that's something very exciting that Dave has done with Bulletproof Nutrition. So have a listen, enjoy, and I look forward to getting your feedback. Hello, folks. It's Buck Risby, and I'm here with Dave Asprey. Dave is the founder of the Bulletproof Executive. He's a Silicon Valley investor and technology entrepreneur who over the last 20 years has invested over $300,000 to hack his own biology. As a result, Dave lost and has kept off 100 excess pounds without counting calories or turning to excessive exercise. He's used his special techniques to upgrade his brain by more than 20 IQ points and has lowered his biological age while learning to sleep more efficiently in less time. Learning to do these seemingly impossible things transformed him into a better entrepreneur, a better husband, and a better father. And we're going to check in with his wife on those last two points. But most recently, Dave is the author of The Bulletproof Diet, available now wherever books are sold. Dave, are you there?
I'm here. Okay. And since you're plugging the book, it looks like that. It's awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love the cover. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But let me ask you the burning question. What's your definition of being bulletproof?
Bulletproof is a state of high performance where you've made your biology more resilient so that you don't burn out and you don't act like a jerk because you just don't have enough energy. It's when you have the ability to bring it all the time. It's not a state that I was born with. It's one that I built because I just weighed 300 pounds. My biology was not working very well.
Right.
And you can consciously and with intent build your resilience, and it doesn't come from, you know, just lifting weights every day.
I like that. You figured out e-commerce on the internet when most people couldn't even spell web. Can you tell us about those early entrepreneurial days?
In fact, I'm the first person to sell anything over the internet before the web. And that's a big claim.
Okay, that's a huge claim.
It's, if you look in, about, I think it's 1993 or 94, Entrepreneur Magazine, one of my fat pictures was published like a million people.
Okay.
And I sold caffeine t-shirts out of my dorm room over Usenet to pay for my undergrad. And within a week of that, maybe within a day, the guys who started Virtual Vineyards, which became wine.com, they sold over the internet right after I did. So it's a matter of public debate as to whether it was them or me.
Okay.
But I'm willing to say I'm the first guy to do it. And we didn't call it e-commerce back then because no one thought you could do it. I was just trying to pay my tuition for computer science.
So this was pre-web selling stuff. That's amazing. Bold claim. I've interviewed Tim Ferriss twice, and your journey and methodology seems very similar to his. Is biohacking something you'd recommend everyone try?
Everyone is biohacking, whether they know it or not. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of Tim Ferriss. He's been on Bulletproof Radio too. And yeah, his work has helped millions of people. So biohacking is interesting because it's the art of changing the environment around you and inside of you so that your body will do what you want it to do.
Okay.
Most people miss that step. They think, I want to make myself do something and I'm just going to will it.
Right.
Your will is a finite resource. You shouldn't squander it. We finally proved that will is finite. Your decision-making capacity is finite. You can run out. When you change your environment, you take away some of that energy that it takes to make your biology do something. And sometimes you're just not going to do it by willing it. It doesn't matter how much you want it.
Sure.
You don't have the right environmental inputs. So you are biohacking. When you put, you know, a Frito-Lay fried GMO corn thing in your mouth, that's a biohack. It is. You're changing the environmental inputs to your body.
Everyone notices what's happening.
Well, yeah, they might be unaware of it.
Yeah.
You're changing the environment. So it's people freak out. It's like, yeah, you're biohacking your kids too. You consciously choose what goes into their brain when they watch TV, what goes into their mouth when they eat.
True.
Right? So we're in charge of our environment with an unprecedented level of control. Throughout history, we never had this much control. It was like, oh, it's cold? Well, I hope the fire keeps the cave warm. Otherwise, we die. Oh, I'm hungry. I hope I kill a mastodon today. Like, none of that is that big of a deal to us.
Right.
Yet our biology is still like that.
And I guess we have an unprecedented access to tests to see what's happening to
tests,
our biochemistry.
And also, like, you know, what color LED light bulb would you like to have right now? You can have any color you want, right?
Right.
Couldn't do that 10 years ago. And, you know, what temperature do you want it to be? What kind of oil did you want from what tropical country? Like, literally, there's so much you can do now.
Sure.
And you want plums from Chile? Okay, fine. You got them. Like this didn't exist. So a lot of the things that we can change, we couldn't change. And we're just figuring this out now. That's not even talking about things like Wi-Fi antennas. And I use pulsed electromagnetic frequency things to improve my ability to recover. Like after a long trip, I'll lay on a mat that changes the way my biology works.
Right.
Like, this is amazing.
Well, speaking of stuff that happened a long time ago, over 20 years ago, I bought the book Smart Drugs and Nutrients by Dr. Ward Dean and John Morgenthaler. I'm sure you're familiar with that title.
Yeah, the other author is Steve Folks, who's a good friend.
Okay.
He's an advisor to the anti-aging research group I run. So I also bought that book around that time. It totally changed my life.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. So what major memory and IQ enhancement discoveries have been made in the last 23 years since that book was published?
Well, we've certainly learned a lot about dual NBAC training.
Okay.
And this is something that increases fluid intelligence. And it's one of the few forms of brain training that really has stood the test of time. And it's amazing, but it's uncomfortable. Lifting heavy weights, doing sprints, all the kinds of exercise that make you improve the most cause physical discomfort.
Okay.
Your brain training that causes your brain to improve, it causes mental discomfort. You feel like a total failure when you do this. Like you're trying to force your brain to do something and it will not cooperate. And it's just you get distracted, you get annoyed, irritated. So it takes a lot of willpower to do that training, but the average person can add 10 IQ points in about 20 days. That's a huge claim.
Wow. That is a big jump.
Yeah. I've interviewed a couple of guys on the Bulletproof Radio podcast about that technology. Like it's real and it works. So that's one thing that's come out.
Okay.
There's also some stuff around TDCS, which is more around learning versus intelligence enhancement. Mm-hmm. And TDCS is the idea of running a small amount of electrical current directly into one part of the brain from the surface of the scalp.
Okay.
I've used TDCS for about 4 years. And before that, and even now, I use something called CES, which is something that came out of the Russian space program. So this actually did exist 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a current that moves between both ears in order to put the brain in a certain state for faster recovery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's some pretty heavy-duty stuff. It's very... But like you can put yourself in very altered states. I wrote the Bulletproof Diet book much of the time with electrodes on my ears running a gamma frequency across my brain because I write really, really well. So I pulled out all the biohacks in order to do that, but I write really well in a gamma state. So rather than hoping myself into a gamma state, like I'll just turn the dial on and go to the gamma and bam, I'm in the gamma state and then I'm just going to write. So I did a huge amount of the writing over the course of about about 7 days. And for five of those days, I pretty much pulled all-nighters and I slept like 2 hours and I get up and I just write all day. I was in a flow state the whole time. It was kind of cool.
I was an avionics tech in the military, and they always told us not to run a current through our heart or our brain. So this is an interesting approach that folks may not want to take it hard.
Can sort of kill you if it's the wrong current. But I have other machines that, you know, you can put an electrode here and an electrode here and you'll just get big from it. Like, it doesn't hurt your heart. So it depends on the current quite a lot.
Amazing. So what are your thoughts on the Time magazine Eat Butter issue this past summer? Is the concept of eating, I know you talk a lot about this, right? Eating healthy fats, and we're going to get into that when we talk about your book. Is the concept of eating more healthy fats going mainstream now?
I think that healthy fats out of the bag. You can't put it back in either. So right. You get some of these low-fat kind of apologists at this point. They're the minority now. Mm-hmm. And the damage they've done for the past 30 or 40 years is still in the mainstream consciousness. But I just don't think in the average room full of people who are paying any attention at all, that if someone was, fat's bad, we all should be eating low fat, like, people are going to laugh at you. Like, they'll do the Simpsons laugh. Like, ha-ha. It's, you know, you might say some fats are bad or don't eat fried food. And I would actually agree with that.
Sure.
Because if you go on a high-fat diet, you could die. The problem is if you're eating canola oil and soybean oil and a bunch of damaged seed oils, you're probably not going to like what happens to your biology. Like, think supersize me kind of direction where your liver doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But if you're eating a high healthy fat diet, it's different. And then people say, oh, that's great. I just need to eat only fish oil and maybe some avocados, and that's healthy fat, and maybe some, you know, some other crappy oils. So the definition of healthy oils has been influenced by the seed oil marketing companies.
Yes.
As long as you're eating the right high healthy fat diet, it's amazing what your brain is capable of. Like, your hormones get better, your skin gets better, like, everything gets better, because a lot of the things that go on in your brain when you don't have an optimal level of fat, they stop, and all of a sudden you just have more energy.
Are we going to be in a world where we walk into the store, instead of saying low fat or no fat, it'll say high fat on the packaging?
I think that the problem is that knowing how food distribution works, because I mean I run Bulletproof Nutrition. Mm-hmm. We have a line of nutritional oils and things like that. And I look at how to get into grocery. And you look at the markups that the distributors take and the grocery stores take. The stuff that you buy on the shelf at, you know, at any big grocery store, if it costs you a buck, mm-hmm. there's probably like 8 cents worth of ingredients in it.
Oh, wow.
And all the distributors along the way took those pieces of it. And that sucks, because if we could make distribution more efficient, maybe you'd pay 16 cents.
Yeah.
And the people who made the stuff would actually make a higher margin, so the manufacturers would be encouraged to use higher quality stuff.
Amen.
So if you walk into a mainstream store and it says high fat, I somehow imagine they're going to find a way to sneak into cheap fat, because it's the only way they can even break even.
Exactly. So let's talk about one of your favorite subjects, coffee. I've heard you say that cheap coffee, speaking about cheap ingredients, steals your mental edge and actually can make you weak, which really upsets me, because I love coffee, and I will drink cheap coffee if forced to. Why is that, and how do you define cheap?
Throughout the history of coffee, there's really been two parts that you think about if you're a coffee person. You think about flavor, you think about cost, and it's a sliding scale.
Okay.
And yeah, there's slightly different varietals. This one is more raisiny, and this one's more chocolatey or earthy or whatever. Right? Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, flavor, cost. And you want as good a flavor as you can get for whatever your price point is, and they come together. No one's ever thought, well, what if flavor and cost were both important, mm-hmm. but how it made you feel was even more important?
Okay, another dimension.
Yeah, and that's what I pay attention to. So I want my coffee to taste amazing. That's a requirement.
Right.
But that's not enough. What I found in the course of both, you know, using neurofeedback and hacking my own brain and looking at losing 100 pounds in my biology is that the mold toxins that are in coffee matter greatly. I gave up coffee for about 5 years because I would drink it, and then I'd get like sore joints or a headache, and I'd feel good, and then I'd crash, and I'd feel good, and I'd crash. And a lot of people drink coffee know this. It's good for 2 hours, and then you need another cup, and you probably want to have a croissant with it too. Well, what's going on here is that when coffee is fermented, it grows toxic mold. And depending on details of the fermentation process, details of the harvesting and the agricultural techniques, details of further coffee processing, all this is before it's roasted at that hippie roaster down the street.
Yikes.
Right? So that whole process, that's where all this stuff happens. And it turns out it's a big enough problem that the governments throughout EU and most of Asia put limits in place for one of the 27 toxins that I test for. And there's no limits in the US. So if you're a coffee merchant and you have some coffee and it's illegal to sell in Europe and it's legal to sell in the US, what you're going to do clearly is dump it in the ocean. No. You're going to sell it. I mean, right? So, and I've got one of the top coffee guys in the world on Bulletproof Radio who talked about that problem of coffee dumping in the US. And we're talking 5 parts per billion. You can't hear.
This is why I get such great coffee in Europe and I get junk here, is that we're getting that's dregs.
That's part of the reason. It actually is. And people in the specialty coffee industry here, like me, you know, they'll say, well, that's preposterous. Okay. You know, I would see mold in my coffee, but you don't see parts per billion.
Right.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the tests that are used stop working below 5 parts per billion. So I created a standard. Turns out coffee, when you have more than one kind of mold in it, these molds amplify each other. So if it has a safe limit of the only one that's regulated, okay, and it has other things in it that are not regulated, they amplify each other. And what you get is coffee where you drink it, and then you have to go pee right away. You ever notice that?
Right.
That's because caffeine's a diuretic. Caffeine's a weak diuretic. What's going on there is the main mold toxin that's in coffee irritates your bladder and your kidneys.
Okay.
So you drink it, and your body's like, I got to get this out of here because this stuff causes like bladder cancer and kidney cancer. So then it automatically pulls plasma from your blood, dilutes stuff in your bladder so you can get rid of it. And that's why coffee makes you have to pee. When you drink clean coffee, like the beans that I've lab tested, mm-hmm, it doesn't have the same effect. And that's one of the little things that you'll notice. But most importantly, you don't crash and get a craving for sugar in a donut 2 hours after you have the coffee.
Amazing. Do you mind? I know you've done this a million times. Do you mind sharing your Bulletproof coffee recipe? Because I've tried it. I love it. You just give our listeners just a short course.
All right. Step one, upgraded coffee beans, which are lab tested for mold. You can get those on bulletproof.com.
Okay.
Brew those with a French press or espresso. You want the coffee oils because they have a beneficial effect on you. Don't use a paper filter.
Okay.
Use a cold filter, even in a normal coffee maker will work. Take that hot black coffee, add grass-fed unsalted butter. Kerrygold butter is the most widely available in the U.S.
Love that stuff.
Add a tablespoon or two, depends on how hungry you are. And then add brain octane oil, which is 18 times extracted from coconuts. That's also on bulletproof.com.
Okay.
I make that because you'll get sick if you eat 18 spoons of coconut oil, but you can eat 1 spoon of this and it has no flavor. You won't get like a coconut flavor right in your coffee. That's not nice. So when you blend these things together in a blender, you get a creamy, frothy, amazing latte. You drink it, and you're just not going to care about food for 4 to 6 hours. Like when I say not care, someone can put a plate of the most delicious donuts or whatever you crave, and you'll just look at it and be like, you know, I really just don't care. And you'll go back to doing whatever you do. It's truly liberating to just have a choice about food instead of letting the food push on you.
So I'm skipping ahead, but am I allowed to drink this coffee while I'm in the middle of, say, a fast period?
That would be right out of the book.
Okay. I'm reading ahead then. Good.
That's bulletproof intermittent fasting you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
Because intermittent fasting is something that helps you lose weight and it helps you maintain muscle while you do it. And the idea there is you don't eat for 18 hours a day. It sounds crazy, but it's easy. You eat dinner, don't eat anything until you have a late lunch the next day. So you basically skip breakfast and delay lunch. It works, but most people who have jobs and kids and families and all, okay, right around 11 o'clock in the morning, you get really hungry and tired and cranky and cold.
Right.
And you can do it, but it doesn't make you feel good. And it's right in the middle of your workday. Bulletproof coffee in the morning doesn't turn on your blood sugar or your protein digestion machinery at all. So your body's still in the repair yourself with proteolytic enzymes. And it doesn't mess with your blood sugar, but it provides a source of energy and a source of satiation. So it makes the benefits of intermittent fasting, you feel good the whole time. And you still can lose weight.
I love it. I can attest to that. And I love that recipe. I think you mentioned on one of your podcasts that you're into self-reliance and have started your own. I'm going to call it a homestead. You might call it something else. Can you tell us more about it?
I have started an organic farm.
Okay.
I'm on about 30 acres outside Victoria, British Columbia.
Lovely.
And I'm actually putting in like a human biohacking facility there. So it'll have my podcast studio, but it also has the equipment that increases human performance.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the grass on the front of the property feeds the cows next door, and then I eat the cows, which is really nice.
Beautiful.
Like, oh, that cow ate that nice blade of grass in the front. And Over the next couple of years, I'll be actually shooting some video as we transform it from what was formerly cleared land. Some of it's still forested, and we'll keep it forested. Mm-hmm. And as we put some of the local food-producing species back on the property. And the idea there is I'd like to be able to produce all the food that my family needs, but also enough to feed the local community. It's a very, very fertile area. So basically, I'll be taking stuff to farmers markets.
It's amazing what you can do even on 5 or 10 acres, let alone 30 acres.
We were very, very lucky. Part of this involved restoring a gravel pit.
Okay.
It was on sale. We'll just put it that way.
Right. Like me, you also run a health business, Bulletproof Nutrition, as one of your businesses. What was the genesis of Bulletproof Nutrition? Was it the coffee? Was it something else?
You know, I've been a successful entrepreneur in Silicon Valley for a long time. Until January of this year, I was a VP at a big internet security company. Okay. So I had a work from home, well-paying job. Mm-hmm. But about 3 years ago or so, I said, you know, I've spent $300,000 in 15 years just doing stuff that I'm really lucky to have discovered. For 10 years, all these people at the Anti-Aging Group have been teaching me how stuff works. And I just realized if when I was 20 or 25, if someone had just sat me down and said, Dave, here's a roadmap. Like, here's what will make you kick ass.
Okay.
The amount of energy that would have freed up in my life for me to pursue other self-improvement, learning things, entrepreneurial performance, anything versus like sitting around going, I feel really crappy today. I want to take a nap. Like, I wonder what I should do. So I put so much focused effort into this because there wasn't a roadmap. And, right. You know, I talked to Steve folks. I talked to the guys out there. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have communities of people working on this. And so I wrote this stuff down because I thought it might help like 100 people. Mm-hmm. I put it up on the blog. And if one 16-year-old kid who was fat and had brain fog read the stuff and like transformed his life, like it was if I spent a year doing that, it's that worth it. I know because I was that 16-year-old kid.
Right.
That was my motivation. So I didn't collect email addresses for a long time. I'm like, hey, just here's the info. Guess what the first post was? It was Bulletproof Coffee. I'm like, hey, here's my
Okay.
I'd been interested in lab testing coffee for a long time, even before that. And once I realized there was 20 people reading the blog, I'm like, well, maybe there's 20 people who will help to defray the cost of testing coffee because it's really expensive. Okay. Until then, I would just buy a pound of coffee and then I would drink it. And if I can feel mycotoxins, I lived in a few houses with toxic mold, so my immune system is primed for them. Wow. So I'm a canary. I'll drink it. Damn, like that was $19 a pound. That was really tasty coffee, but it's got mold toxins in it. So I'm like, I'm not drinking it. And I just got tired of that. I said, all right, I want to create this. So I went around and tested a whole bunch of different coffees, talked with a lot of producers to find ones who would meet the Bulletproof standards and created the coffee. I had no idea if it would be, 100 people a month, enough to, help defray the cost of lab tests, or if it would be popular. It turns out people don't get the jitter and the crash they're used to with coffee. They feel the clarity. It's like instead of taking off and crashing, you take off and you land. And that was the genesis of selling products there. I also decided early on that everyone and their mother is selling digital products.
Okay.
And I decided, well, it's convenient. I've come out of the software industry. Digital products are amazing because they don't cost you anything.
Amazing margins.
Yeah, amazing margins. But it's also like a high-pressure sales tactic thing.
Right.
And what I thought I would do instead was I'd give away like my very best info. And there's 250,000 words on the site. And I would just do a stop sell. Like I offer my products to people. And
I'd like to come back to that because I love your business model. You jumped ahead on me. Most of your sales come from your media, your publishing, editorial activities, and referral partners, or are you actually buying media for your business?
It just comes from organic traffic. Like people come to the website because they want to hear about the mm-hmm. stuff that I do. And I, right now, 10 million downloads of the podcast. That's 10 million hours. That's somewhere around like 35 lifetimes or something. Don't remember. I did the math once, but I might have only done waking hours.
Yeah.
But if I'm creating bad content, it's like I've murdered 35 people. That's the way I look at it. So like I really am serious about quality content. Wow. And that's not to say a typo doesn't get out or something, but I feel like an ethical obligation to create stuff that's meaningful mm-hmm. and stuff that doesn't waste people's time.
Beautiful.
So from that perspective, I'm going to give the best info away. And when people see that they got value there, and then the other thing, this is like the oldest part of the business model ever. It's like this stuff has to work.
Yes.
I drank Bulletproof coffee and it was it actually made me feel better than the other coffee beans.
Right.
And brain octane oil is not the same as coconut oil because, oh my God, I feel the difference. And I get these emails every day from people. Dave, I didn't believe you. So for the past 6 months, you know, I drank whatever cheap coffee I was getting and I ate coconut oil. And then one time I tried yours and like, you weren't lying. I'm like, no, I don't need to lie. I could be working in high tech as the CEO of some tech startup. I still get those calls. I'm like, I like what I do. I'm helping more people this way.
Feel the difference. I love it. And that's a huge takeaway for people that are listening is not only it's driven by passion and a desire to make a difference and put great content out there. So is Bulletproof Nutrition, is that business completely virtual? Or do you have an HQ with a bunch of people in a box?
It's all virtual. We are, however, opening a Bulletproof coffee shop in Santa Monica in February.
Oh, nice.
So there will be a physical location where you can go and actually try it. And the reason I want people to try it, it's going to be shocking, because it actually works.
Right.
Come in. You've never heard of us. Just drink this one time and see the quality of your thinking. See how, like, see what happened to yourself that day.
Yeah.
Your biology just changed. Oh, you're in control of that. Maybe you want to do something else that's going to change your biology.
You heard it here, folks. We're going to see Bulletproof Coffee stores all over the country and all over the world, hopefully. So that's fantastic news.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah. Well, let's switch gears and talk about the Bulletproof Diet book. The pre-head reads, this is a big one, lose up to a pound a day, reclaim energy and focus, upgrade your life. Wow. Then there it is. So what makes the Bulletproof Diet different and why should people pay attention?
The Bulletproof Diet is ultimately about willpower and energy. It's not about losing a pound a day. It just so happens that when you eat for those things that you're turning off inflammation, and the pound a day tends to happen if you have a lot of weight to lose and if you're a man. It's harder for women to lose a pound a day. Not impossible. But women just lose weight more slowly than men. And I write specifically, well, here's the changes for women versus men in the book. It turns out that when you eat for energy and willpower, you make different decisions than if you just eat to be thin. It is entirely possible for some people, but not everyone, at least except in maybe very extreme circumstances, to get thin the old-fashioned way. And that is famine.
Right.
Right. And then on top of that, maybe have a tiger chase you for a couple hours a day. That would be the traditional prescription for losing weight, right? Go for a run.
Starve yourself and join CrossFit. Is that the idea?
I mean, most CrossFitters know not to starve themselves, to be honest. It'd be more like join the long distance running club.
Okay.
Right. So I would say that the caloric restriction doesn't go well with CrossFit, but I think that they're pretty into the paleo thing. And there's a lot of people drinking Bulletproof coffee in CrossFit. So.
Okay. Sorry. I don't want to diss CrossFit. Yeah, sorry. No,
I appreciate the intensity of CrossFit. The interesting thing though is those things make you weak. They lower your testosterone levels. They lower your progesterone and estrogen levels. They increase cortisol. They reduce resilience. So, in order to lose weight, you do these things. And what happens? As soon as you stop doing it, the body's like, oh my God, there's just a famine. I better get ready for the next one.
Time to store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's really interesting is I write about hacking the hackers. So I mentioned computer security. I have worked in computer security for a long time.
Okay.
And one of the things you do when you say penetrate a system or you're seeking to penetrate it, you get in, who else is already there? So what if two hackers are hacking the same computer? Well, one of them wants to get it on top of the other one. And oftentimes you can exploit what the other guy already did to break the system.
Oh, wow.
When you look inside the human, there is a hacker and it's already there and firmly entrenched. It's called your gut biome. This is the bacteria in your gut. Oh, you got to have your yogurt. It's so good for you. Well, it's a little bit more complex than that because I hate to tell you this, the bacteria in our gut aren't there for us. They're there for them. And that's okay because there is this thing called symbiosis.
Sure.
So there is some of that behavior, but there's also some things that are self-serving. And we're just learning this. It's fascinating stuff. One of the things that came out in the research, because my experience was I was trying to gain weight. I was going to prove that this calories in, calories out stuff doesn't really
gain
work.
Gain fat or gain muscle mass?
I was trying to gain fat. I was going to eat, you know, enough calories to gain 20 pounds of fat and gain 2 pounds of fat and be like, where did it all go? It's magic.
Sure.
And this is why calories. What I didn't expect was that I would actually lose weight even at 4,000 to 4,500 calories a day for 2 years.
Okay.
And I would actually grow a six pack without exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's shocking. And it didn't make any sense to me. So I started digging in more and I used Bulletproof coffee in massive quantities during that time. Just the only way I know of to eat 4,000 calories a day, but 1200 calories worth of butter and breakfast,
right.
You can get up there.
Yeah.
So I did that and I felt amazing. I just didn't stop. And it was an odd an odd thing. But the reason, one of the reasons that I experienced what I experienced is that the gut bacteria, depending on what species they are, mm-hmm. excrete a substance called fasting-induced adipose factor, or FIOF.
Okay.
What they do is they're worried that your walking bag of water where the bacteria live, mm-hmm. they're worried that you won't have enough fat. You won't have enough fuel. So when there is when there's extra sugar in your diet, extra carbs, really any carbs, these bacteria can grow. These bacteria use this hormone, which your liver makes. Your liver will control your weight just fine, but they mess with that system to make you gain extra fat in case you need it for a famine.
Okay.
So it's not in your best interest to carry this extra fat, but they want you to have it just in case. So they're little bastards. right?
Your gut biome is kicking in.
Not all of them. These are just some of the species there. But right. What they're doing is they've taken over your fat regulation and they're making you store more fat. But you can hack them by controlling when you eat sugar and to some extent protein. When you have fat only in the breakfast, guess what feeds those bacteria? Nothing. They can't eat the fat.
Okay.
So they panic and they go, there must be a famine even though you got the fat.
Right.
So then they secrete more of the substance that causes you to burn fat.
Amazing.
So what you're doing with Bulletproof Coffee is you're hacking the hacker. You're manipulating the system that's manipulating you. You change the environment, and then the bacteria are like, darn it, I guess it's time to burn fat. And that is why you see these people who have a ton of weight to lose when they do this. If they have this gut-bacteria ratio going on, they're using Bulletproof Coffee very strategically to change the gut biome, mm-hmm. which is really, really a cool idea. There are other things that happen around willpower and brain that come from the brain octane oil, where it grows more ketones in your blood. Ketones normally happen after days of fasting or eating a very high fat, low carbohydrate diet, but it takes several days.
Okay.
When you add brain octane to your food, you can get ketones in, or at least energy from ketones, in a much shorter way. So you put it in your Bulletproof Coffee. I put it actually on every meal. There's always a sprinkling of it because I just never think about food. I could skip lunch. I could skip dinner. It's not going to ruin my day.
Right.
Before that, I was like, I'm ending the meeting at 11:45 or I'm going to have to kill one of you and eat you. Like, I just do not have 50 more minutes of patience. Like, by now, I'm going to go eat a chicken breast.
Well, this is what probably everyone is in fear of, is that, you know, skipping breakfast. Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to walk past that Starbucks and that dessert counter. and how I'm going to skip all those carbs that I normally have with my coffee. So this is the ability to have something like Bulletproof Coffee where you got the satiety taken care of. It's actually, you know, helping your biome work for you, not against you is an amazing thing.
It is so amazing when I dug in on the science because I knew some of the reasons that coffee was good. Mm-hmm. And so many people have labeled superfoods like, okay, you know, kale is supposed to be a superfood.
Right.
In the book I write about, maybe cooking kale is a really good idea. Like doing a raw kale smoothie is not a great idea because kale has defense systems in it. And if you think about this from the perspective of someone who's thinking about systems and how systems protect themselves, mm-hmm. Maybe someone listening to this podcast might be thinking about that. Okay. Pretend you're kale.
Okay.
Right? You don't get to have a homestead. So what you do is you evolve chemical defenses to keep animals from eating you. And if you do have a homestead and you try and feed raw kale to a horse or a cow, you know what it's going to do?
Spit it out?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. There's watch the animals. Yes.
The animals are smarter than the average person who put – never mind. But but the truth of the matter is that kale has oxalic acid in it. And when consumed in larger quantities, that's the defense mechanism in kale, that it can cause problems. There is debate about whether it causes vulvodynia, which is painful sex in women, extremely painful. And the theory is, if all we know, it's related to oxalic acid, mm-hmm. but is that it forms crystals with calcium in your blood, and it can make your muscles weak. It can make your brain weak. There's a group looking at links between oxalic acid and autism. And there's other studies that say, well, oxalic acid from vegetables isn't the problem. It's oxalic acid from mold toxins, at which point I'm just like, well, gee, we kind of talk about those on the Bulletproof Diet too.
Right.
But what I've found is that reducing oxalic acid by cooking your kale and dumping the water and then having kale soup instead of a kale smoothie, get the benefits of the kale, but amazing. Do it from an intelligent perspective because kale doesn't want to be eaten. It wants to reproduce.
I'm going to go run upstairs and stop my wife from hitting the Vitamix in the next 5 minutes. So
I have bad news for you. Kale soup tastes way better than kale smoothies anyway. Like you're going to win on this deal.
Good deal. Thank you, sir. I put biohackers like you and Tim Ferriss into a different league. Is the Bulletproof Diet something that's doable by mere mortals? This is something big for me because I don't consider myself to be a mere mortal. I mean, I consider myself to be a mere mortal. Sorry.
I put hundreds and hundreds of hours into designing it to make it accessible.
Okay.
Because it's relatively simple to sort of identify perfection. People, in fact, if you want to get this, you can text 58885 mm-hmm. and then the code BPDiet and your email address, and like I'll send you the roadmap for free. I'd appreciate it very much if you bought my book on Amazon.
But absolutely.
I want you to have the info. The info's on the website. I don't charge for the core of the book is that roadmap. Mm-hmm. What it is something you can print out and put on your fridge.
Okay.
And when you do that, it tells you, if not, you can only do this. It says, look, here's a spectrum. There's three kinds of foods. There's kryptonite foods. And this is, don't eat those. Okay. If you're starving, it's okay to eat those, right? It's better to have, you know, the gluten, NutraSweet, soy burger that gives you man boobs
right.
than to starve to death. Like, we all agree on that.
Yeah.
But I am not in a starvation situation. I'm in a kick-ass situation, so I'm going to eat that way. So avoid the kryptonite foods. There's okay. no good reason to eat those. The next level up, there's suspect foods. And these are foods that for many, many people cause problems that they're unaware of. So these are foods you avoid for a while, and you eliminate suspects. You know what? Maybe you're okay on white potatoes. A lot of people are. For 20% of us, oh, they cause rheumatoid arthritis, and you'll basically like have really crappy autoimmune conditions, and you'll never know why
right.
if you don't look at white potatoes as a potential suspect and then either clear them or show that they're guilty. If they're guilty, they're on the kryptonite list for you, but maybe not for me.
Yeah.
And then there's bulletproof foods, and these are foods that work for just about everyone. And when you eat those foods, you feel really good. The idea is you go for 14 days and you eat the bulletproof foods, a high fat, high vegetable. There's more vegetables than fat on your plate, but they're covered in butter and other things like guacamole and bacon. Like it's really not so bad. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's quite good.
Yes.
When you do that, you get mental clarity. You feel good and your brain turns on and lots of good things happen. And then you go, all right, I'm going to have a pizza. Like, let me just test all the kryptonite, or at least all of the potential.
All in one, right.
And you feel like you're by a truck. You're like, oh, wait, that's what those foods were doing to me. Once your body got a chance to relax, you can see what these foods do. So this roadmap, though, it tells you this food is less likely to be bulletproof than this food, and this food is better than this food.
Okay.
So if you're going to go out to eat and the place just doesn't have a lot of good choices, you can at least make the best choice that's possible.
You could prioritize. So,
yeah, you could eat, you know, the industrial fed meat, which I don't recommend eating really ever. But
right.
You're hungry, you're on the road, whatever. But you have a choice. You can eat a filet mignon. You can eat some sort of deep fried chicken steak. Or you can eat like the soy burger. Most people have no idea which is better. And I'll tell you, the filet mignon is better even than the ribeye. Right? Because it's got less of the fat that contains the hormones that were given to the cow.
Ah, okay.
So it's kind of amazing. You don't have to know all the reasons. I just tell you, look, this is the way to do it. Go from this to this to this to this. So it's stack ranked. So you can just choose where you want to be right now on the roadmap.
I love it. So last question for you. I think we're both in our 40s. I'm 49.
Yep.
So does the bulletproof diet work for people of any age? Maybe that's a softball question for you, but you know, for old farts like me, is this going to work?
It works better for old farts like you.
Okay.
Right. And there's a lot of young high performers on it, but when you get older, your brain is less efficient at processing glucose. And in fact, some people have called Alzheimer's disease type 3 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So by shifting some of your brain energy to fat, you can fuel your brain in a different way that is liberating. Like, it really can help with memory and things like that. There's even a study that I cite in the book that says that after about 30 days of using the XCT oil, which is the bulletproof extra pure MCT or the brain octane oil, that it can increase the amount of energy in your brain that comes from fat by about 14%. So even if you're eating sugar and you're not in ketosis,
right,
just by making that change of drinking bulletproof coffee that has those oils in it,
mm-hmm.
that you can start having brain metabolism coming from two sources of energy, sugar and fat. And when you're older, like, it really, really feels different. It's a good thing.
Good. Well, fantastic. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us on the Survival Dad Show. How can folks learn more about your book and your business?
Go to Amazon right now. Order the Bulletproof Diet.
Okay.
We are just launching the book this week. I'm really, really thinking that it's going to be on the New York Times list. And I'd be grateful if people would just go to Amazon and order it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to orderbulletproofdietbook.com.
Okay.
Which is a website. There's an email address. You can forward your Amazon receipt and I'll send you a bunch of free stuff, which is kind of cool. Just more info about how to make this work for you. And this has been a labor of love. It's taken years to create the program, and I'm putting it out there genuinely to help people. Writing a book is actually way more work than the other stuff I do for a living. So this is there to help.
You know, I'm on Dave's list. I'd highly recommend anyone listening to this podcast get on Dave's list. Probably the best way to do this is go to orderbulletproofdietbook.com, as Dave mentioned. Get on his list, get all his free stuff, download that chart, that fridge chart that he mentioned to you, and try the Bulletproof Coffee. It's amazing. In fact, I have a confession to make. I went to my brother's house in Virginia. He actually had your coffee sitting on the counter.
Nice. So, I like your brother.
Yeah, good news. Well, thanks, Dave, for joining us. Best of luck to you on the book tour, and I'm very confident this is going to be a bestseller. Congratulations.
Well, thanks so much. Have an awesome evening.
Sounds good. Thank you.